Lila Nishmas of Kleinem's Kamash Ben Avili Melech. Chala, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Oichlin Arai Min Ha'isa, Ashetis Galgal Bechitim, Visitamtem Basarim. One is allowed to snack from dough until he hits a point where he kneads the wheat well, that the water is fully absorbed and kneaded into the mixture of water and flour. And also by sarim, by barley, the lashon of sitamtem, it's not done as well. Barley like falls apart and it doesn't really become mixed as well as wheat. So it's never going to really hit that stage where it's totally rolled out and kneaded properly. Therefore, all barley has to do is just get to a point where it's stuck and connected a little bit. That's enough that you'd be chayiv in challah in barley. So once it hits these points, one is not allowed to snack on it anymore because it's a chayiv of challah. Gilgala b'chitim v'timtim ha'besarim. But once you do this, ha'oichel mimena chayiv misa, and the person eats on it, he's chayiv misa, he's eating tevel. And the punishment for tevel, the Rav says, is misa. However, since she puts the water into the flour, and again, focus on he, like we said, because usually we're dealing with a woman when it comes to challah. Magbas challah, so she should actually be mafresh challah. Once she puts the water in, she didn't fully knead the whole mixture with water and flour. She just started pouring the water. She needed some of it. Now the girsa we have is v'vat shelo yehei sham chamisha rivei kemach. As long as you do not have 5 lug of kemach, 5 rivaim, 1 1/4 kav of kemach. Now let's first just go with the girsa that we have. Now we're focusing on what's not needed, meaning you poured liquid into the flour. Some of the flour became dough. On that dough, immediately the Mishnah tells us that a woman should be mafresh challah right away. Now, the reason she should do it right away, firstly, is that the whole thing shouldn't become tamei. So we want to be mafresh challah right away, so the challah should be tar. That's the reason we do it right away. But the Mishnah says, just be careful, vavad, that there's, with the remaining flour that's not dough, because water did not get into that, that remaining flour should not be 5 rivei kemach, which is the shear of challah, because if it is, then the issue is, you're being mafresh from dough onto flour, and we know that flour is not yet chayiv in challah. You're not supposed to be mafresh like we had before with a kohen that he has to give it back to you if you give that as challah. However, the Yerushalmi points out, the Rav brings, that even if one does this, that he's mafresh from the dough, and the hafrasha that he's doing on the dough, he's having in mind that it should also eliminate the tevel and take off challah from the flour that's not yet mixed. Lamaisa, that actually works, the Yerushalmi says. And Rabbi Kivyeger says very simply on this, and this is not considered a davar shaloi bala olam, because anything that it's biyadu lasos, that you have the control to do it right now, that's not called a davar shaloi bala olam. So since the woman knows that she's going to eventually have the liquid go into the rest of the flour and make the whole thing dough, she's allowed to be mafresh the dough onto the flour. So maybe what the Mishnah then means is only if she didn't have in mind this. Like stam, she just wants to be mafresh challah onto the dough, and she's not thinking that it should potter the flour too. There, the Mishnah tells us, make sure that there's not enough of a shear of challah on the flour itself. The other gears that the Rav has is uvavad sheyehei sham chamisha rivei kemach, and it simply means that you can be mafresh challah as long as you have the shear of challah on the part that you're mafresh, the dough that you're mafresh, that should have the shear of 1 1/4 kavs, 5 lugim, however you want to call it, it should have it.